This is Phoenix FM.
Right, I'm joined in the studio by, I haven't seen this young gentleman for a very long time, actually. I think he last came into Phoenix probably a good couple, well, about 3 or 4 years ago. But I'm joined by Baker Cider, a fantastic, fantastic bunch of musicians. And today we've got Dean Baker, who is on vocals, and Terry Crouch on guitar. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, all right.
It's really nice to see you. Now, you've been warming up, and it's just fantastic. I have obviously heard Dean's voice before, got a superb singing voice. And Terry, I think this is the first time. It's the first time I've met you, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's the first time.
Yeah.
Now, you're called Bakerside, and just wanted to sort of say, because you were called Baker,
yeah.
and it's changed, because obviously it's, you know, after your name. So
yeah.
why did you change it to Bakerside?
Well, the idea was, it was supposed to be a sideline band, and then Terry said, why don't we call it Bakerside, because it's a sideline, it's your name, as one word, and it looks good when
yeah.
you write it out, you know.
And just very quickly, the band that you came in with before, we will just mention them very quickly. You are in, this is a side band to another band that you actually do.
Yes.
So just give the other guys a bit of a shout out as well.
Yeah, shout out for Navacross,
yep.
For Noel and Mike and Andy and Gary.
Now, that band is completely different to the band you're doing now. So tell us, why did you actually, because it's, I mean, I suppose that most people would put all their energies into one band, but you write so much.
Yeah.
That you, I know you write so much that you needed to have another band to do the other music. So tell us the difference between the bands and what you're bringing to Bakerside.
Well, Navacross is more sort of blues, rockabilly sort of thing, whereas this is more heartfelt, kind of meaningful songs that it's just more about me, really, and the sort of things I've been through and experiences that I've had,
yep.
things like that, really. But the style of this is undetermined at the moment, really. We have got a full band to do this,
yep.
but it's kind of rock, it's kind of folk, it's a bit of everything, you know. It's very melodic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you two meet, Terry? How did you meet Dean, Terry?
Well, Dean, I've seen Dean on the circuit now, because I run open mics and things like that, and I've always been a fan of going to open mics. Now, I saw Dean probably, got me 10 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
In a pub, in another duo he used to be with. And straight away I kind of just thought, there's a voice.
Yeah.
Do you know when you hear yeah. a voice and you think, wow, that's amazing. And I couldn't keep my ears off of him, if that's such a word. And from then on, I kind of got a bit of a following, and whenever I sort of like saw that he was on, I'd kind of like listen into it. And now and again I'd go and see Navacross, and I've seen some of their bigger concerts. The Colchester Arts Centre, they did a big shindig for a beer festival, actually.
Yeah.
And it was just absolutely fantastic. I mean, Dean's energy on stage is what you need.
Yeah.
As far as the front man goes, to be honest with you, I don't think there is a better one around.
That's a bold statement.
I do believe that. But I do think that when Dean was kind of looking around, looking for musicians for a new band, he came to me because he was kind of like, he's known me on the circuit around open mics, because I run things, and I have part interest in festivals, things like that. I have part of the running of the Fling in Chelmsford.
Mm.
And he kind of come to me and said, look, I'm interested in doing something different. He's got the Navacross thing he was doing, but Dean's soul is in his voice. I think if, well, when you hear it, you'll
yeah.
kind of know that.
I've already heard it. We've heard it. It's,
yeah,
yeah, fantastic yeah. voice.
And
yeah,
it is astounding. And then if you get the right bit of music behind it, it's just amazing what it can do. And I've got a background, funnily enough, in classical guitar.
Yeah,
I started as a classical guitarist, and I've kind of gone through the genres of folk, a bit of jazz, a bit of blues, not too much. But I've stuck around the acoustic kind of area, and with elements of flamenco. So some of the music we're going to do is going to have that kind of thrown into it. And I don't think you really see much of that now.
No.
Not in modern music. A lot of it's just kind of like auto-tuned garbage.
Yeah. No, sorry, I agree with you. Yeah, you're right. Now, we're going to talk about, I want to find out, after you do the first song, we're going to hear the first song, which is called The Light.
Yes.
I want to ask you about the first tune you ever wrote as well. You both must remember what it was. You must have been quite young, but, you know, probably about
wow.
10 when you wrote that. So I want to find out those details, and also how you actually write together. So the first track you're going to play, you've got three songs you're going to do today live in the studio. The first one's called The Light. Tell us a bit about the song.
The song's about an experience I had a few years ago, and it's a message for everyone, really. Anyone that's come to a point in their lives where they can't see a way out. There's always a way out.
Mm.
So I wrote a song called The Light.
Excellent.
One day you will see the light.
Okay. Right, we've got our engineer here, Tony. Hello, standing over my shoulder. So this is Bakerside, and this is live in the studio. You're in for a real treat. This is fabulous. This is The Light.
Thank you. To an angel, every time I close my eyes, she's been telling me everything gonna be alright. She said you can never feel alone, I'll be by your side. Don't you worry now about the future, just enjoy the ride. You can run a thousand miles, you're going nowhere. Try to avoid those April showers, but in the end it's always there. It's always there. Street. I thought I'd done my time, committed no crime. I need to get back on my feet. I thought I saw the sky tumbling down. Shattered glass was all around. If I want to fly, I gotta rise up off the ground. You can run a thousand miles an hour, but you're going nowhere. Try to avoid thank you.
That was absolutely fantastic. That is Bakerside live in the studio. We're going to come back with the guys right after this. Just got to do a quick bit of travel and some ads, and we're coming back straight to speak to Dean and to Terry after this.